1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
It is 5:15. Good morning. Let's see what's going on with our sports today. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Let's start with the Stanley Cup playoffs. Joel Ward scored 257 into OT, giving the Capitals a 2-1 win over the defending Stanley Cup Bruins. It was decisive Game 7 of their East Conference quarterfinal series. That series marks the first time in NHL history that all seven games were decided by just one goal. In Major League Baseball, David Wright belted a historic go-ahead two-run homer in the sixth to power the Mets to a 5-1 win over the Marlins. Wright says it's really humbling to be mentioned with other Met greats.
Just kind of growing up and knowing the history of the organization, to have your name, you know, mentioned in the same breath with, you know, Straw and Piazza and some of these guys, it's, quite an honor.
And the honor is because with that dinger, Wright became the franchise's all-time RBI leader. Other winners in the National League yesterday were Colorado, Pittsburgh, Houston, St. Louis, Philadelphia, Washington, Cincinnati, and Atlanta, while in the American League, Oakland, Kansas City, Seattle, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Texas, and Boston picked up wins. Portland wraps up their NBA season tonight with a road game in Utah. The Jazz are playoff-bound in the number 8 spot in the West, while Portland will sit out the postseason. A loss tonight would guarantee the franchise's worst finish to a season since 2005-06, when the Blazers lost their final 8. This is the fourth time that these teams have played this season, and the Blazers have lost the previous 3. Tip-off time is 5 o'clock. Catch it right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. In the NBA last night, Chicago, Washington, Orlando, Denver, New York, Philly, and San Antonio picked up wins. And the 3-day NFL draft begins tonight with the first round at Radio City Music Hall. OSU wide receiver James Rogers says he's not sure what to expect. The 5'7" Rogers is the OSU career receptions leader. Multiple mock drafts, though, have not mentioned his name. Coach Mike Riley says Rogers would be a welcome addition to the coaching staff, but adds he's sure he'll have to wait a few years because he's pretty sure Rogers will end up playing somewhere in the NFL. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.